There is uncertainty this morning over when Australia's offshore detention centre on Manus Island will actually close, as the fate of the 850 asylum seekers living there hangs in the balance. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has asked Australia to immediately make alternative arrangements for the men, but PNG's High Commissioner to Australia has told the ABC the centre will not close immediately. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says there may be capacity on Nauru. Mr Dutton says the government is working with PNG to resolve that issue.
The men off Manus Island will not be settling permanently in Australia, and we'll work with the PNG government to help them return home or back to third countries. We are not going to allow people that have sought to come to our country illegally by boat to settle here permanently.
Now, survivors of the massacre at Port Arthur in Tasmania are returning to the former penal colony today for events marking its 20th anniversary. On April 28, 1996, Martin Bryant went on a killing spree, rampage at the historic site, murdering 35 people. He remains in Risdon Prison with no chance of parole. And four men will face court this morning, charged in relation to the death of New South Wales police employee Curtis Ching. All four are facing a charge of conspiracy to prepare for and plan a terrorist attack. Curtis Ching was gunned down by a 15-year-old boy last October as he left police headquarters in Parramatta.